Randy Rogers Band is frequently mentioned as being at the forefront of the Red Dirt Country movement out of Texas and Oklahoma. The movement is noted for how it mixes country and rock to form a distinctive sound, yet one that harkens back to the outlaw country movement of the 70s. In addition to being nominated for an Academy of Country Music Award for Best Vocal Group, the band is playing a few dates opening for Willie Nelson, one of those at the Topeka Performing Arts Center on Tuesday, April 20th. The band's frontman, Randy Rogers, took a few minutes to speak with us by phone.
Hello?
Nick, it's Randy Rogers.
Hey, how's it going, sir?
Great, man. How are you?
I'm fine. So, where are you calling from today?
I'm actually home. I live in Austin.
What's the weather like down there? Did it warm up?
Yeah, it's finally turned the sun down. It rained. It's been raining nonstop forever, so.
Finally
out.
So, you guys are coming to our neck of the woods up here in Kansas to play to the Topeka Performing Arts Center on April 20th?
Yeah.
With Willie Nelson? How many dates do you guys have with Willie?
Well, we're doing these two, and then I think there's a 4th of July show coming up as well with Willie. So, three in the next couple months that I know of, and hopefully he will put me on more.
So, do you look at this as a way to, like, expand your fan base?
Yeah, you know, I look at it as a way to expand our fan base, and I look at it as a dream come true from a kid that grew up in Texas wanting to play country music. Willie Nelson, to me, is an icon and a legend, and anytime you share the stage with somebody that you admire and look up to that much, you just cherish every moment that you get like that, so... It's more than just a gig for us when we come in and play with Willie Nelson. It's something that, you know, we look forward to pretty much for the minute that it gets booked.
You guys are standing at the side of the stage the entire show watching it.
Absolutely.
So, you guys are also, the band is also nominated for an Academy of Country Music Award for Top Vocal Group, correct?
That's correct.
And have you guys been nominated before?
We were nominated last year in the same category. Yes, we were.
So, I know everybody likes to say that it's an honor just to get nominated, but, I mean, obviously you guys hope you're going to win, right?
Well, you know, you always hope that you'll win, but in our case, I think we're just, you know, excited that we're included, and, you know, I really don't see that we have a chance to win, so I'm just going to throw a really huge party on Saturday night. Before the award show, and they will remember our party. Well, they might not remember our party, but they will know that they went to our party.
So, you guys, you're on your fourth studio album, or is it fourth album overall?
Well, we just finished an album and turned it into a record label, and it's going to come out in August, and it's called Burning the Day, and that will be our seventh record total. It'll be our third record on Mercury, which will be our fifth studio record, but our seventh total. So fifth studio, and we have two live albums.
And I find it really interesting that you guys already have, like, two live albums. Like, most bands by this point in their career only have one, if any.
Well, the first live album we did because we were pretty much the house band at Cheatham Street Warehouse in San Marcos where we started it. We needed kind of a demo to send out and get other gigs. We needed some kind of product to sell at the merch table. So we didn't know what we were doing. We just recorded it for just dirt cheap. And it's not in print anymore, but it still counts in my book. So it was a tool that we used to get other gigs and to get our music out there. The second live was a live at Billy Bob's album that's part of the series that they do there that we were a part of. So. We have yet to do our own true live record. I mean, we did... We've done two, but our own real one, we still haven't even done.
Do you guys consider yourself a more of a live band than a studio band?
Well, we got pretty good at the studio this last time, and we were in there. This is our fifth time, and so I think that we're getting better at being in the studio together. But, you know, I think that our knack has been 200 shows or more a year for the last 5 or 6 years. So, you know, you could consider that, yeah, definitely more of a touring act than a studio act. We focus on the road.
So, when you're playing these upcoming shows, you're going to be debuting some of. Have you been playing these new songs on the upcoming album live, or are you going to be debuting some of these on your upcoming dates?
We have been. So, you know, we've been playing brand new songs, and like I said, we got, you know, 7 records, so we can play old songs. You know, for the opening set, we probably play about an hour. So we'll give you, you know, the songs that we've had out that currently were on the radio that got some attention, and we'll play you the brand new radio songs that we're going to try to put out there, and then we'll play some stuff that will never, ever make the radio, even if any of it does. So, we'll play you old stuff, new stuff, and brand new stuff.
Well, all right. What song should people keep an ear out for?
Well, the new single is called Interstate, and we'll play it probably pretty early on in the set.
All right. Well, Randy, I appreciate you taking the time to talk with me today.
Yeah.
And I look forward to seeing you next month.
Yeah, really looking forward to coming and playing with our idol, Mr. Willie Nelson.
Thanks a lot. Have a good day.
Thanks,
you're welcome.